You're listening to the Stain and Seal Experts Podcast, where you'll get educated, get more money, grow your business, and kick the 9-to-5. Here is your host, an entrepreneur and mastermind behind the Stain and Seal Experts brand, Caleb Roth.
Hey guys, thanks for listening to the podcast. We love sharing our information that we've learned over the years here at Stain and Seal Experts. Being a stain and seal contractor, we've got to have products we can count on, and that's why we only use expert professional wood care products. Expert stain and seal and expert cleaners and brighteners really make our job easy. It's something we can depend on. The number one reason for callbacks in wood fencing nowadays is because of warping, twisting, and cracking, and this oil-based formula stops that. And besides that, it's so easy to apply. Any of our guys can do it, and it's just been really a great thing for our company. So check it out. You can get it at the Stain and Seal Experts store, stainandsealexperts.com, and there's tons of dealers all over the U.S. and Canada that carry it. Maybe you should talk to your fence supply house, your paint supplier, or power wash store about expert stain and seal. Thanks, guys.
What's up, guys? This is Caleb, Stain and Seal Experts Podcast. I had a wild hair to do a podcast episode for you guys because I heard a story, and it made me think of you. And so here I am, and I've got some notes here that I'm going to open up where I can see them. So I don't miss anything. So appreciate you guys tuning in and watching. This is fun, man. It's a big weekend. We got a 3-day weekend, Holy Week. Tomorrow's Good Friday, so that's always a great thing. And let's get started, man. So first of all, Staining University, Stain and Seal Experts Podcast, what this is all about. Our intention is to create positive growth with other people, right? So that means we want to help other contractors do better. We want to help other contractors not stumble across all the things that we stumbled upon or stumbled across along the way. And we are definitely not at the top, but we've learned a few things along the way and thought we would share them. So this podcast episode is about a story I heard. And before we get started with that, I want you guys to be sure and tell me where you're from and who you are. Introduce yourself. Let's get that going, because I want to make this a dialogue, because this is going to be very much a communication here between you and I. And let's go. So where are you from? In the chat box. Here we go. We'll put that up so everybody can see it. All right, let's do this. So the story I heard was a contractor or a guy who he introduced himself to me, and he was talking about my boss screwed me. He screwed me. And I was like, what are you talking about? And the story was kind of like this. It's January. It's right after Christmas. And my employer had to let me go because we ran out of work. And he said, he screwed me. And so I was scratching my head and thinking a little bit. And this happened several years ago. And so laying in bed last night, it hit me, the story, and I just thought about it. And I had to ask myself the question, who really got screwed here? So what usually happens in these seasonal businesses is we hear this phrase in January, just like the story's told, once things really start to slow down in service businesses, seasonal service businesses specifically. And what usually happens is the owner operator has a right-hand man, you know, or a full-time helper, somebody who acts as a laborer. Is usually where we see this story, or maybe it's a bigger company than that, but usually it's just it's a two-man show, right? The owner and then the helper. And so the company gets low on work, right? We're rolling into winter. The company gets low on work, and the owner operator panics internally, silently. He tells no one, but he's panicking because he's got to pay this guy. This guy's responsible. This guy's responsible for everyone else's family, right? Because it's his business. So he says nothing, and he keeps paying the payroll because it's the right thing to do, right? And then Christmas time rolls around the corner, and everybody's Christmas is kind of slim. You know, the boss feels like he's got to give a Christmas bonus, and he does, and it's not much because he can't afford much. And then the owner, you know, the business owner or the company's bank account finally goes negative after paying payroll, and he breaks the news to his business, to his right-hand man that, hey, look, man, I got to let you go. I don't want to, but I got to let you go. Can no longer support the payroll, right? And you hear this over and over again. And so now the newly unemployed person feels like he got the short end of the stick, right? He feels like he got screwed. And this starts this continuous cycle of small business turnover and guys having to start over, particularly growing up in the fence business. You would see this over and over. Guys have to let all their help go, and they have to find new people every spring, or they work for zero money just to keep their guys busy, right? And so they eat soup with a fork. You know, those are problems. So let's change gears here. So questions I would have to ask in this situation, and these are just questions I'm asking myself, right? So was the owner the primary guy making things happen on the job site? The ramrod, you know, was he that guy? Was he doing everything? Was he having to do all the thinking, all the heavy lifting? And the helper was just there kind of to lend a helping hand? Maybe the helper was really getting after it. I'm not sure, but that's a question you got to ask, you know. Was he answering all the phone calls, the owner? Was he answering all the phone calls, emails, social media messages in between and around work hours? Was he bidding all the jobs? Was he paying all the bills, ordering all the materials? Was he doing all the marketing, web development, business card design, all those little things? Was the, you know, was that what was happening? And what was the, you know, what was the right-hand man or the helper who supposedly got screwed? What was he doing most of the day? Was he just being a helper, right? Was he just being a helper, or was he really being an active part of the business? So the question that came up in my mind was like, who really got screwed here? Was it one person? Was it both people? Was it no one? Did nobody get screwed? And so that got me thinking, like, how can we avoid this in business? And how can we avoid it, right? And so I think now, who am I talking to? I'm speaking to anybody now. Now I want you to turn over the speakers, turn the music up, get this out of your earbuds and play it on the big truck speakers so that everybody in the work truck can hear this. Cause now I'm talking to the right-hand man. I'm talking to the helper. I'm talking to the guy who just got hired, who wants to move up. Here's how we avoid this situation. Here's how we avoid this situation. So again, if you're a helper, a foreman, a right-hand man, any team member, if you answer the phones, if you're an accountant, if you're in the marketing team, whatever your role is in a business, the owner, the founder, the CEO, whatever you want to call them, they have a lot to do in business, right? They've got all this crap to do and only so many hours in the day. And really, they can't do it all. And so if you're on a team, it's a great idea to protect your owner by taking things off their plate, by blocking for them, by tackling for them so that they can get their main things done. And so sometimes that means if you're a right-hand man, being the number one guy on the job site, say, hey, don't talk to the boss, talk to me. I got this. I can handle this running the show. So your boss is protected. His time is protected so he can go push the business forward. So when wintertime gets here, we're not sitting here with our, you know, with our finger up in the air, right? So why would you do this? Well, one, it's going to make the business better, right? But it's going to make you as the foreman, the helper, the new hire, the right-hand man, whatever that title is, it's going to make you become more valuable to the company. If you become more valuable to the company, obviously the business is going to have a higher chance of survival. And you're going to be more valuable. So you're going to most likely get paid more money. And your owner's going to notice that, right? So what can you do to become more valuable, to give a lower risk going into the slow season, if you're seasonal, and just do better things for the business overall? Here's just a couple things, right? Let's go back to what we talked about before. Is the owner doing all these things? One, ramrodding job sites, like being the guy to get things done, making things happen, helping with calls, social media, and emails. You could help market the business by sharing posts. You're sitting on the couch at night. When the owner's at home at night on the couch, usually he's got his laptop in his hand. He's writing, he's typing, he's thinking, he's doing emails, he's marketing. When you're on the couch, you know, and you know, this is the benefit of being an employee and not an owner. When you go home, you get to go home and you don't have to think about work. But if growing the business and becoming more valuable in the workplace is important to you, you could take that time to, you know, share social media posts. Maybe your company had a post that says, hey, we stain fences or decks. Maybe you, while you're at home, you can share those posts in all the local groups, you know, all the yard sale groups, all the hip, you know, hip groups that we see, all the whatever marketplace groups that are on the internet. Right. You could print off flyers, hang them up at the post office when you go check your mail on the weekends or whatever. You can market the business to help grow the business, to get more, and tell your boss you did it. Be like, hey, and he's going to notice first thing, you know, if some of our team members starts posting stuff up everywhere, I can guarantee you I'm going to notice it. You could put flyers up on the weekends, door knockers. You could say, hey, boss, let's make door knockers. If they don't do it, go on canva.com and do a template and make a door knocker that says, hey, we build fences, we mow lawns, we stain decks, whatever that service is, and go put them out. Go hit 1,000 neighborhoods on a weekend or 1,000 homes on the weekend, or have your kids do it or whatever, or hire some neighborhood kids to do it. That will push the business forward, making you more valuable. You can help with ordering materials. You can help pay bills. You can help design work, design things. You can help recruit new team members. You can, any of those things work. But here's a big one. If you come to me and say, hey, I just wrote a process and a procedure for the job that I do, how to set a post, how to build a gate, how to stain up a deck, how to check the truck before we go, how to make sure the welder has wire in it and it's working properly, whatever your job is. If you write that process down in a step-by-step and even maybe record a video for it and give it to your boss and go, hey, thought this would be helpful, that's going to blow their mind. It's going to be huge. Write down systems and processes. If that's all you did, it's going to make you more valuable, and it's going to make it easier for you to move up. Because to move up in a business, what do you got to do? You have to find and train your replacement. And if you've already got the system and process wrote down and the tasks and the videos done, it's going to make it really easy to pass your job down so you can move up. So I hope that this was helpful. You know, I know a lot of time it feels like the boss and the team is sometimes at odds with one another, but at the end of the day, it's a cohesive team, right? We got to pull on the same end of the rope, right? So do we want to pull against one another, or do we both want to come and pull together on the same end of the rope? So keep that in mind, and you know, doing these things will help you become more valuable, and it's going to greatly reduce the risk of January coming around, not enough work's there, and you get laid off and your boss has to lay you off because they don't want to do it. Because if the boss laid you off, he's probably starving to death too. So keep that in mind for all you guys out here who are maybe new to business, or maybe you're fed up with working for small businesses because they run out of work in January. Maybe it's time to step up, become more valuable to the company, and do very calculated things that will push the business forward, grab the ball and take it down and get it to the end zone. So if this was helpful, write me a comment here. And maybe if it wasn't helpful, tell me why it wasn't helpful. And maybe tell me what would be helpful. So we got some Brad Taylor here from Ohio. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. 2 Buck 2. Don't know who that is, but they're in Ohio as well. Somebody says the man, the myth, the legend. I don't know who they're talking about. It's not me. That's good stuff. Everyone needs to be bought in. I think he means brought in. And Paul, PA from Pennsylvania. Dan, appreciate you, Dan. Have you ever had to let somebody go in January and you never want to do it again? Encourage your team to watch this video and please comment. Thanks, guys. We'll see you guys on the next one. Be sure to check us out at the Stain & Seal Experts store, or check out Staining University if you want to learn more things like this. Staininguniversity.com. Thanks, guys.
Expert Professional Wood Care makes high-quality stains and sealers and eco-friendly wood cleaning products. Expert stain and sealers can be used in any sprayer system, require no back brushing, and do not stink like other brands. Expert Stain and Seal is a true oil-based formula, perfect for fences, decks, patio covers, and pre-staining applications. Less warping and twisting, longer-lasting finish, and easy application are just a few of the benefits of Expert Stain and Seal. Join our online community of thousands of fence staining contractors at StainingUniversity.com and be sure to download the Stain and Seal Experts app, a free stain calculator and estimator tool available now in the Apple App Store. For more info, visit RealGoodStain.com. That's RealGoodStain.com.
Thank you for listening to the Stain and Seal Experts podcast. Subscribe to this podcast, leave a review, and check out Stain and Seal Experts on your favorite social media.